Every try, every tackle. Super League Live on 102.4 Wish FM.
Wigan in the cherry and white shirts are going from left to right. They're about to kick off with Pat Richards. He will get the 2013 Grand Final underway. Pressure on Smith, who gets the kick away. Probably not as high as he wanted, and Ratchford's got time to catch it and juggles it. He got lucky there, Ratchford, and he's tackled 15 away from his own line. And is that Smith who's been taken out?
Blake Green in back play. He's gone down. I'm not sure what happened there, but he didn't get up well from the tackle, and he doesn't look good.
Blake Green is down.
He's got a cut on the cheekbone there. That doesn't look good at all. And he looks not quite out cold, but he's very dazed, and that'll be a massive blow. Just 2 minutes on the clock.
Has Westwood gone in there? I mean, has something happened there? It was hard to see from that angle. I want to see that from the other side. I think Westwood's had a go at him there. Oh, Westwood smacked him straight in the face. Well, I tell you what, if Blake Green goes off here, this is when, for me, the fourth official should be getting involved. Ben Westwood should be going down the tunnel here, and he should be getting sent off. That is a disgrace from Westwood. Tomkins gets it out wide for Richards. Wasn't the best pass, in fairness, for Pat Richards, but he did well to get the ball up to the halfway line. Short pass looked a little bit forward for Farrell, I'll be honest. Takes it in. Oh, and a penalty. Penalty, 40 metres out. Now, what's this one for? Mickey Hyatt protests his innocence. Now, this is 5 metres inside the Warrington half, and an early chance here. Pat Richards is just having a look. He's waiting the signal, and it's all take two. The two.
Yeah, they're all signalling two on the touchline. I'm not so sure I'd be going for two here.
And Wigan with a chance to get in front early on in the grand final. Here comes Richards. Sends it on its way. He's got the distance. He's got the direction. And Pat Richards puts Wigan Warriors in front. 11 minutes gone at Old Trafford. It's Wigan 2, the Warrington Wolves 0.
Never in doubt that one. Straight between the posts, right on the black dot. And like I said, we just had a little bit of pressure on ourselves, so it's nice to come away with 2 points of our own.
Quarter of the game gone, just 2 points to nil. Here now comes Cooper again, going to the NRL, remember. The Warrington forward, he's tackled five away. They've got numbers, but they go short side. They could be in. No, they're held up. Good defence, last tackle. They need to hang on firm here. And they're going to kick towards the far corner. Breers for Monaghan. Monaghan rises. He scored. Monaghan catches the ball in one hand. Out jumps Pat Richards and puts the ball down. The try is given. The penalty at one end leads to the try at the other. Warrington lead 4-2. 17 minutes to go, 4-2 Warrington lead, but they're going for back-to-back tries here, and Cooper sets things up nicely to within 2 metres of the line, and they're going to come short side here. They're going over, they are over. Two tries in 2 minutes for the Warrington Wolves, and I think that was Simon Griggs, was it, who's dived over. Confirmation is given, the try is given, and Griggs has scored for the Warrington Wolves, who lead here by 8 points to 2. Cooper tries to put the sidestep on. He's tackled five away from the line. It's 10 points to 2, but it could be more in a minute for Warrington, who move the ball out wide. They've got numbers on the far side, and Westwood scored. Three tries inside 5 minutes, and a man who, for me, should not be on the pitch has scored. Ben Westwood, and Warrington are in dreamland. They're 14-2 in front.
You can see through all that set then, Wigan are just very slow. They're looking tired all of a sudden, and this is going to be a long way back, Mark. I've got to be honest. It's just all from that dragging penalty. Back-to-back tries twice now. And, this game can go away from Wigan quite quickly if you don't get some possession for starters.
2.5 minutes to go, Bilko, in the first half. 16-2. Wigan now. They've had back-to-back sets. They need to register some points.
There's someone flat out, Joel Monaghan, flat out on the far side.
And he put in a good shot, didn't he, on Richards?
He doesn't look too clever either.
No, I think he might have been knocked out here.
You don't want to say it when a player is injured. That's a big loss for Warrington. He's got a net brace on Joel Monaghan.
Well,
nice to see.
No, it's not at all.
That's going to be a big loss for them in the rest of this game.
And a great ovation, especially from the fans on the far side. It has to be said of Wigan fans, as soon as they lifted the stretcher, they're up on their feet. And I think the Pat here, well, he's going to go, isn't he, straight down the tunnel here. Going to take a minute or so to get him off the field. And again, there's no point restarting until he's gone. Gormley takes it in. More messing about the play of the ball from Warrington. Ball going to be coming right again here. Smith out the back. Goulding! Goulding must score! He does score! Wigan are back in it! 2 minutes to go to half-time. This time they executed properly. And Goulding was too strong. He holds Riley off and slams the ball down. Wigan are back in business. Wigan 6, Warrington 16.
Yeah, we were saying we needed that. And Wigan looked very sharp there after that injury delay. And Goulding chimed at the line, got close and spun out a tackle and then got the ball down. And just what Wigan needed right at half-time.
And a standing ovation all round here. Warrington lead at half-time by 16 points to 6. McAlorum goes! And McAlorum scores! Underneath the post, and Wigan Warriors are back in it! Two tries either side of half-time, and the double dream is alive. Wigan 10, Warrington 16.
Well, that's shocking defence from Warrington. They were looking at Sam Tompkins on the left-hand side, and they were expecting the ball to go towards him. McAlorum started out a dummy half and he scored just to the left of the post. That's going to be an easy conversion, and it's a game on now for Wigan. They've kept it calm there, and we got the penalty, and now we converted that territory, and let's hope we can now get a roll on. Great try, McAlorum.
Last tackle, McAlorum, the orchestrator at the moment, on the ball. Last one, Smith spins it out wide. They're going to run it here, Wigan. Hanson gets it to Goulding. Little grubber kick, looking for Charlie. Josh Charlie scores underneath the post, and Wigan Warriors have come back from the dead. They are level. 16 points apiece. What a try, and what a player Josh Charlie is. Pat Richards with a kick to come underneath the post to move Wigan in front.
He has gone to the screen, I assume he's checking onside, but there's nothing much wrong with that. Great little kick and a great take from Josh Chandler. We've seen him do that a few times, and he's rounded it off underneath the post as well.
Mossop comes forward, head rocks back in the tackle. He's 8 metres away. McAlorum scored from here before. He's going to go himself again. Out the back for Green. Steps out of a tackle! And Blake Green has just put Wigan further in front. The try is given by Richard Silverwood. He's answered back Ben Westwood in the best possible style. Smacked in the face on 2 minutes. He smacks Wigan back in the face later on. Wigan lead 22-16.
Right near the post as well. That's going to be crucial because that'll put Wigan into a two-score lead. But it'll McAlorum just darted out of dummy half, got the offload away to Blake Green, and he danced his way over. And that is a massive try in this game.
6 minutes 45, last tackle. Wigan come short side, they run it here with O'Loughlin. Big miss out, Pat!
Yeah.
Richards is in! And Pat Richards sides off in style! The match-winning try, surely, from the big Australian wingman. He celebrates with his teammates. Wigan are in double heaven. They lead by 28 points to 16.
Oh, well, if that's the last try of the game, that'll be a fitting finale for Pat Richards. A great pass, wasn't it? Was it Blake Green who got that pass? A massive high pass.
Oh, it was O'Loughlin.
Was it O'Loughlin? Sorry. A great high pass, and Richards caught it. And there was no Warrington defenders there, was there? And he just had a simple task of plonking it down, and Wigan know the game's won. The Warrington fans are starting to leave, and that's the double done, Mark.
The grand final is won, and Wigan Warriors, listen to the countdown now. Achievement.
Oh, this is pretty special. It would have been tough to see Warrington win their first title since 1955 against us. And, Sean Wayne's played this season absolutely perfectly, hasn't he? You know, he knew last year we were tired when it came to the big games at the back end of the season, and he's played it perfectly. And, we've got the double. Can't do much more than that.
Here comes Sean O'Loughlin then to collect the Super League Grand Final trophy. That means that Wigan Warriors have won the double in 2013. Here he goes, Sean O'Loughlin. Wigan are the champions! The fireworks go off! It's been a perfect year for the Wigan Warriors, and the World Cup Challenge awaits next season. What a night it's been! And Sean O'Loughlin, captain fantastic.
Every try, every tackle. Super League Live on 102.4 Wish FM.